Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Well, today we're adding a new verse to the treasure we're depositing into our hearts. Psalm 92:4 reads, "For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy." Well, are you made glad by God's work? I know I am. Each morning I start my day by moseying on out to the barn with my moose. Now, make no mistake, he's not a moose. He's an 80-pound chocolate labradoodle. Well, right about the time I hit the American flagpole, I say something like, "Oh Lord, this day is beautiful," or, "Oh Lord, thank you for this rain, we needed it." I take a moment and I just acknowledge his handiwork right then and there. And then I let the ducks out, the chickens too, and I check on the menagerie of animals in the field. "Boys," I call, the horses come running. And that makes the rest of the herd, the goats, the sheep, a fat mini donkey, well, they come too. And they always come to say good morning. And they always make me marvel. Not at them, at God. The muscles in my horse's legs rippling, the sweet personality of my goats, they make me glad. God's creation, his work, makes me glad. But joy, that gets built differently. It's not as easy as a morning walk for barn chores. Joy is forged by long days, hard nights, difficult seasons of time. But if you look at those times with the right eyes, they can bring joy. Let me just quote James 1 to you. "It comes in handy when the hard times try to strangle the flourish out of me." It reads, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Count it all joy when you meet trials. It's seeing the work of God's hands in your trials that musters up joy. You don't get joy without hard. It's just part of the deal, friend. But James tells us, count it all joy. So I take that literally when I'm in the thick of a trial. I write a list. I count up all the ways God has been at work, even if I can't see an end to the hardship. I gotta tell you, I've been writing a lot of those lists the past few months. Let me tell you how God has been showing up. Let me count it all up with you. One, I can hardly breathe in the morning unless I start my day with God. But if I do, my day is peaceful, if not perfect. So I count it a joy that this hard time has made me need God. Number two, there are so many complications in my life right now that I've had to call the Calvary. The body of Christ is what I'm talking about. They've been walking me through. So I count it a joy that I have them. Number three, my husband's illness has taken him out of commission, but somehow the Lord is giving me a desire to do the work Bob usually does. And I gotta tell you, it's a supernatural willingness. So I count that little miracle a joy too. Number four, God's gotten me through harder things than this before. And I forget to think about those provisions until times like these, and then I remember. So I count it a joy that God cures me of my amnesia by hard things. Number five, my faith is bursting at the seams right now. And I don't have any choice, you see, but to believe God for some of the things that are beyond me. And so I do. I count it a joy that this testing of my faith is proving it to be real. See how that works? You just keep counting all the ways this hard situation you're experiencing is producing joy. And I gotta tell you, it changes your mood big time. I do mean big time. Sister, I'm a living, breathing testimony that if you count up the ways God's hands are at work, you're going to feel joy. Now, I define joy this way. It's the confident conviction that God is in control. And I have that right now. It's so sure. So what do you say you do a little counting as you walk today? Count up a few reasons that whatever hard thing you're facing has revealed the handiwork of God in your life. And then begin to add Psalm 92:4 to your memory work. If you begin to feel it, go ahead and sing for joy. Happy walking, friend. And as you walk, would you pray if God might invite you to be part of my Freedom Partner team? They're the friends who pray for me regularly and provide a small monthly donation to make my work in the lives of tweens, teens, and women of all ages possible. We provide free podcasts like this one and my True Girl podcast produced in partnership with Revive Our Hearts. Remember, there's a special flourishing forest season for True Girls that will help them memorize part of Psalm 92. If you become a Freedom Partner right now, I'll send you the study guide to this season's Holy Girl Walk, Made to Flourish, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 92. And I'll send a set of Psalm 92 memory cards exclusively available to our Freedom Partners. Learn more at danagresh.com/partner. The memory guide will take you even more deeply into the power of Psalm 92. Again, you'll find all of that at danagresh.com/partner. Happy walking, friend.